big accomplishment for you tonight, Ryan, but what's the motivation going forward for this team to continue winning the regular season games?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's great to know where we stand as far as playoff picture goes. You know, in the grand scheme of things, we know what we're trying to accomplish, and you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and we've still got a lot of tough teams ahead to really get prepared and look at every situation where we can improve and be better. And you know, it was a fortunate situation to be in for us, but it's only fortunate if you take advantage of it. So I think we've got to have the right attitude here and remain focused on each day at a time.
Not that these guys need to be reminded, but you won one of these President's Trophies before, and it didn't finish it. I mean, is there a lesson there?
Like I said, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, a great regular season will be remembered somewhat, but we want to be remembered for what happens in the playoffs, and, you know, we've set ourselves up for a great opportunity here, and we've got to get through these last 9 games, you know, hopefully healthy and playing on all cylinders and really just focused and determined and ready to you know, withstand any challenge.
Matt, you played against him or in with him, obviously. How cool was it tonight to be a part of that?
Really cool. I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. You know, not too many guys are fortunate enough to play with one organization for that long, and you know, he's going to, you know, only add to it, which is even more incredible. But, you know, tremendous player, obviously, great leader off and on the ice, and, you know, so consistent. I mean, what more can you say about him? He's consistently brings it every night for us, and it's great to see him, you know, be number one now.
Take us through that play. I mean, the goal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously just our forechecking game. Came up with loose puck. Millsy found me up top, and, you know, nothing play really for me, just trying to get something down to the net. Stammer obviously puts himself in a good spot, knows where to go to score goals, and you know, if maybe not his signature goal, so to speak, like he's known for with his big shot, but I know him, he'll take it no matter what, and it was a big goal in the game, too, to get us rolling.
Lately, you've been involved in a lot of scoring plays. Is that just the hockey god smiling or hard work?
For me specifically?
You, yeah.
No, I mean, just a byproduct of our system, trying to be in the right spots here, and, you know, all 5 guys on the ice trying to do their part, and you know, like I've said many times, our defense has to be involved in our offensive game, whether it's joining the rush or on the offensive blue line, creating passing lanes and getting pucks down to the net, because it's going to be tougher here to get goals in the back of the net once the playoffs start. You've got to make sure you get your shots through and you know, give our forwards a chance down there by the net.
Hockey's not as good.
What is the challenge in making sure the motivation stays at the right level?
I think just understanding, you know, our situation at hand. I mean, we've got a pretty close, similar group that went through what we did last year and that feeling of not getting it done. So I think, you know, nothing much has to be reminded to our group about what we're trying to accomplish, and our coaching staff's done a great job keeping us, you know, focused different areas, working on different things, each practice, each game, looking at things we can do better. And, you know, ultimately it's up to us players to remain focused and wanting to get better.
Hockey players are known for such non-celebration moments like this. I mean, there's not much talk about this. Do you celebrate this? Or?
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, you know, it's still a great accomplishment. You've got to win a lot of hockey games. And, you know, I think we're just proud of the fact we got to do it in front of home ice here. You know, didn't do it, you know, come in the back way, so to speak, someone else losing. You know, we earned it here tonight. It feels good to win and get it accomplished at our first, you know, first opportunity to do it in front of our fans. They've been with us all along. And, like I said, I think just being able to know where we're going to be positionally, you know, going into the playoffs now, it's a great feeling and a great accomplishment. But, you know, it keeps us motivated to want more.
At the trading deadline, you decided to stand pat. Did that send a message to the players in the room that you're our guys and you're the guys we want to go with?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it gives you confidence. You don't lose a player that, you know, helped get you to where you are. And, you know, certainly I was a part of a deadline deal that added to this team, so I know the both sides of you know, having an addition, but you're also having a subtraction. And obviously, I think our group here is really close, and we've won a lot of games in different fashions that are depth tested, and, you know, so I think we faced a lot of challenges and able to overcome them as the group has stayed together.
Good. Thanks. Thank you.